I'm Kathy Kaiser, and I'm going to talk to you today about intensity of need with women experiencing life transitions who receive public health nursing home visitation. And I have nothing to disclose. I want to acknowledge the Midwest Nursing Research Society and the American Nurses Foundation who provided support for this research. The specific aims of this study were to look at determining the intensity of need for public health nursing care for community dwelling women ages 18 to 52 who were or were not experiencing a life transition. And we selected 18 to 52 because we were trying to get women who were pre the menopausal transition. The second aim was to amplify and expand the current typology of transitions relevant to adult community dwelling women, and there's a typo, but 18 to 52 again. The background for this study is two theoretical concepts. One is life transition theory by Melis and Schumacher, and the other is intensity of need for care, which is a concept that was researched and initiated by Dr. Donna Peters and further by Dr. Beverly Hayes and Donna Peters. The methods for the study was a retrospective mixed methods approach with the quantitative being descriptive correlational and the qualitative more directed qualitative content analysis. The major quantitative measure was the Community Health Intensity Rating Scale, or the CHIRS, and the reliability for that is 0.76 using the Kappa statistics, and the validity was accomplished through FACE and expert PHN validity. We looked at those who had transitions and those who didn't, and we used one of the indicators from the CHIRS tool, and those who answered the question of how they perceived their current situation, who said no problem or didn't feel anything applied to them, were considered not to be in transition, and those who said that this was a major life change or a difficult situation were counted as yes to transition. It was a secondary data analysis from the years 2000 to 2012. Inclusion criteria were community dwelling women ages 18 to 52 at the time of the assessment. For the quantitative analysis, we used descriptive statistics, cross-tabulation, chi-square, and the Mann-Whitney-U and the t-test. And for the content analysis, as I said before, we used a directed approach as described by Hesse and Shannon. And that basically is doing your qualitative analysis around a theoretical or conceptual framework. Okay, our total N was 160. And these were women who were referred from primary care clinics. Out of that 160, we found that 111 or 69% were considered to be in transition, and 49 or 31% were considered to be not in transition. Some other sample characteristics, there was a mean of 3.78 persons living in the household with a range of 1 to 9, and the mean number of public health nursing contacts, which was home visits or telephone contacts, was 9.5 with a range of 1 to 13. Insurance status, the majority were Medicaid, 31% private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, dual eligible 8%, and self-pay 8%. In terms of some demographic characteristics, there were no differences between the two groups that were statistically significant, but they were overall a fairly young group with the mean in 31, 32 years of age. About 67% of the whole sample were married with, this is an error, it should be 63, not 28% for the transition, yes. But that was, as I said, about 60% of the whole sample were married and about 66% were white. Okay, in terms of intensity of need for care scores, the community intensity rating scale is set up for you to get a total score or to get domain scores. And so in the environmental domain, the transition yes mean was higher than the no mean and was statistically significant. And the same for the psychosocial and the physiological domains, as well as the health behavior domain. So all the domains from that the CHRS measures were statistically significant. The CHRS total score, which ranges from 0 to 60, the mean for the transition yes group was higher than the median of 30. And between the transition yes and the transition no groups, there was a statistical significant difference. Okay, so what that means is that those who are in transition have a higher intensity of need for public health nursing care than those who are not. Okay, from the for the qualitative analysis, we did do inter-rater reliability for the first 17 records, my co-investigator and I, and we got an initial 80% agreement level, and then we checked that reliability again and when about 60% of the records were completed and we were at 100% agreement. We did validate the Schumacher and Melise typology, which for those of you who might not know, through a literature review, they determined that there were developmental, situational, and health illness transitions, and also they had a fourth one that had to do with occupational, and that was not applicable here. But we also were able, through the content analysis, to amplify the typology by adding combination transitions. This was something that in later work Melise had talked about but had not elaborated very well, and we were able to see those patterns in the data. So this is how the transition types for this sample came out. Oh dear, the numbers aren't on there. Well, the highest percentage of transition was the situational / health illness transition, and that was 26%, and that's the lighter blue up to the right there. And examples of that would be someone who received a new health diagnosis, but also maybe was going through a divorce or had lost their job. And then the next two higher percentages were developmental, which is the dark blue just to the left of that other one, and I apologize, I don't know why this slide didn't come through. But and that the most common transition there is becoming a mother that we had in our sample. And then the green one, just down from that one, is situational transitions. That was 20%. And that would be examples of that might be conflict in major relationships, and or something like a financial strain or stress, or housing issues. So from the qualitative data, one of our findings really was that we could see through the patterns and trends the synthesis model. And so transition basically occurs from a trigger that has to do with change, and from that, then we were able to validate and expand using a data-based approach the transition types, and that led us to identify some categories of transition indicators. That led to either adaptive transitions, which would be stability and mastery of new tasks, or maladaptive transitions, which would be what often we found from the qualitative data were, it seemed like these women got stuck in their transition and they never really moved to the new mastery or roles or identity. And that consequently, that then led to increased vulnerability from what we could see from all of the data that we had from the community health intensity rating scale. So this is, this synthesis is also our implications for PHN practice. We have the transition types going down the column there, and then across the top are the categories of indicators that we're proposing might help public health nurses sort of take their data and plot it out in a graphic form such as this to try to see what kinds of things are really responsible for the transition. And so the first three, cognitive, behavioral, and interpersonal, those indicators come from Melise, and it was her belief that transitions, the indicators of transition kind of lied in those three areas. And then from the CHIRS, the Community Health Intensity Rating Scale, what we thought was missing, the CHIRS also encompasses the three from Melise, but the idea of the environment, a special emphasis on health promotion, and then signs and symptoms of problems or illness or that sort of thing. So this is just, these are actual, in the boxes, are actual indicators from the CHIRS, and we just sort of categorized them. But why we thought that this would be helpful for public health nurses is because I think we all know, either intuitively or from evidence and best practices, that transition, back when I was a nursing student, sometimes we called those crises. But that really these life transitions are periods of vulnerability for people, and we often are intervening around these transitions, but that's not necessarily conscious to us, or it's maybe not really obvious in the plan of care. So because, you know, we believe that, and this study supports that intensity of need for public health nursing care is much higher in people who are experiencing transition, then we think that this synthesis model might be used to help public health nurses tailor and target their interventions using current best practices and evidence. And, you know, there are, as you all know from practice, there are themes, you know, or patterns and trends that come up in common situations. You know, basically, part of the thinking behind, you know, this whole study and research program is to try to diminish vulnerability in women before they reach the later years where chronic illness is much more prevalent and so forth. So it's maternal and child from the standpoint that many of these women were mothers, and it's from some of those experiences that they can get stuck in their transitions. Thank you.